Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you are all very, very well. First things first, I have to say something to you all. We have something pretty cool coming out in the next 24 to 48 hours. It's totally free. It's there for you guys. I wanted to give you an inside look at what's in my daily video subscription called Market View. It's also available for anybody who's on the community, which is the Slack group, so you can be asking questions and trading within there. Also, whether you're VIP or live trading floor, it's all there, relevant and available too. Now, what I'm doing is putting out a video. It's about 15 minutes long, and it's going to cover everything that you get within there and just show you some recent trades and just give you a really good flavor for what's actually inside of the subscription memberships. Now, the only way you can get access to this is by jumping onto tradercobb.com and subscribing to the bi-weekly video newsletter. Yep, that's just a little pop-up down the right-hand corner. Now, if you can jump on there, sign up to that. We give you two emails a week. That's all it is, okay? It's fairly straightforward. It's always got content that we believe that you will enjoy. The content is put out by me and for you guys to take advantage of. So if you haven't already gone to Trader Cobb, that's COBB.com, and subscribe to that bi-weekly video newsletter, you are missing out, and you're going to miss out on something really, really cool the next 24 to 48 hours before I head off to New Zealand. Now, guys, wow, what a night, what an evening, what a 24 hours we've seen. Now, yesterday I told you that there was a fair bit of green across the top 10. Well, we have got a hell of a lot more this morning. We're seeing across the top 10, the worst performer is actually what has been the best performer in EOS, just shy of 4%, the best performer being IOTA at nearly 30%, and many are in double figures. As a matter of fact, most of the top 10 is in double figures today, which is truly fantastic, breaking through some strong barriers and seeing some bullish sentiment come back in. Now, if I look at Bitcoin, you can basically see it in one candle. I'm not quite sure what happened. Short covering is what the rumors are. I don't really care what it was, but basically in 1 1-hour candle. Actually, let me just go down and see if it happened in one candle. Oh, no. It happened over a period, more or less, of 45 minutes. We saw a $1,000 gain there on Bitcoin, and it has continued to push on up. So 8,000 is obviously, well, doesn't necessarily need to be obviously, but 8,000 is the level we're watching out for. 8,000 is a level we're close to at the moment, and 8,000 was an old support level from a wee while back. So that's the first breakthrough point. Now, we do have an uptrend on the daily. Hallelujah. We have been patiently waiting for quite a long time, and we've actually got it. The good thing as well is that across the top 10, nearly all of them that actually had a higher low have now got a higher high. So everything in the top 10, if it's not perfectly uptrending, it is more bullish than bearish, and the market seems to have spoken. Now, I'm not getting ahead of myself here. Now, I'm seeing across a lot of my Twitters and Facebooks and, you know, people messaging and all sorts of madness. So what you're going to see a lot of is the following. People saying that the bear market has ended. They'll be talking about the bear market like it was something of, you know, like the war in 1945, back when this happened, blah, blah, blah. Now, it could still fall again. Don't forget that. Don't get euphoric. And this is the emotional roller coaster. And here's something that you can do if you truly want to. If you do still have a bunch of people on Twitter that you follow, and you probably do, and Facebook and whatnot, and in your groups, have a look at the tone. Have a look at the tone in these spaces, because this is the market. This is the space that we're in. These people that you're watching, these are people in crypto. Now, it's really interesting because it's getting euphoric. Everybody's screaming from the rafters that everything's good, everything's back, everything's good. Bitcoin's going to be at 50,000 by the end of the year, this, that, and the other. Oh, I bought this. And that's the first thing. You're going to hear everybody say that everything's good and the world's a better place and we're all going to be making millions of dollars again. Now, that could be right, but it's pretty premature if you ask me. The other thing you're going to hear is this: I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Everybody's going to be right. And everybody that wants to be right, watch it very closely. The reason I say watch it very closely is because you'll get to see their sentiment. You'll get to see what drives them. Understanding who you're following is important. As you know, I say time and time again, it's not about being right. Okay, trading is not about being right. Being a successful entrepreneur is not about being right. Being a good investor is not about being right. Would you rather be right and poor or wrong and rich? That was a topic that I covered. It's in the podcast. You can go through and have a look. It's not about being right. If people are after those accolades of being right, then I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like they're chasing the wrong thing. It's like they need that. They need to feel like they get that recognition. We've had plenty of really good trades. I don't, you know, obviously in the membership group we talk about it because, you know, people in the Slack group and whatnot that are on the subscriptions, you know, that's the area that we talk about it because we're trading it together. And I want to give people updates and I want to take them through what's going on and keep them informed. But I don't go across social media and say, you know, this, that and the other. I don't talk about, hey, I had this winning trade. If I'm going to talk about a winning trade, then I better have put it up before it was a winning trade. I can't just pick out, you know, cherry pick the ones that I think are good. So use this as a time to not be euphoric. I'm not saying that because I don't want you to feel good. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, it's very good. The market's moved in the right direction. Yes, but that's all that's really happened. Don't forget that. The market's moved up, full stop. Nothing else. Everything else, if the big spike in price is what makes you feel like you're in the right space, if that's what gives you the confidence, then I really challenge you to go deeper. Because all of the good news that has been coming out, if all of that only makes sense to you when there's a big move up, you don't understand what you're doing. And that's not an offensive thing to say, that's a fact. If you've been keeping an eye on things, taking yourself outside of the noise and looking down upon it and going, well, hang on, what's truly going on? This person's getting involved. This advancement's happened. This is happening. Then that big green candle is basically, yeah, well, it was always coming. I just didn't know when. When the market moves again, when it starts to get in a really good bull run, it'll be the same. It's happening. I understand that because I understand why it should be happening. If you're in and you're like, oh, big green dildo candle and all that sort of stuff, you really need to wake up. You need to learn how to become a better investor, a better trader, and have a better understanding for this space, okay? One thing I also want to say is I just want to say a massive thank you again. I've been put onto a top 10 Bitcoin and blockchain pioneers list here in Australia, sitting at number 5, and I didn't ask for that. I didn't do anything. Like, they didn't approach me to do anything. It's just sort of come up, and I really appreciate it. Very, very humbling. You know, here's just me, just a guy with a microphone, and you know, charts, just doing what I've done for the last, you know, 11 years as a trader, you know, and you know, 15 plus years as an investor. I'm just talking. I'm just using my voice to help and to explain things and to break it down. And I'm just so humbled that people really enjoy it, that I've been putting on all these lists, that that you guys support me. It's a huge privilege. It's a huge honor. I take it with a huge amount of responsibility to continue to put out fantastic content. And I got a few ideas as to some things that I'm looking to do in the future. So I'm going to be in New Zealand as of Monday. Some good thinking time. I will be doing my podcast show. I will be doing my content. It will still be happening. The show will go on, but it'll be giving me some nice time in the mountains to really think about what the next stage is. It's going to be the next stage. It's not going to be paid stuff. It's going to be a lot more free stuff that's going to be sort of driving that at the forefront of what I'm going to be doing. But keep informed. And guys, if you haven't already and you want those updates for the new things that are going to be happening and how to get access to more of the content that I'm putting out, then you need to be at tradercob.com. Go and subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter. That is where you'll get everything that you need on a daily, on a bi-weekly basis. Hit the socials for the daily content. Get on my Facebook, get on the YouTube channel, and get on my Twitter. It's at TraderCobb, COBB, and have a fantastic day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.